week after the season started, you finally get to play in front of the home crowd. Talk about the anticipation for the home opener.
Well, yeah, we're excited about it. You know, we look forward to, you know, a lot of fans coming out and supporting us tonight. Like you said, it's the first, you know, home opener, so hopefully we can go out there and get a win.
And that guard line that they've got, that both of those guys are playing well and they're quick. You guys are going to have a workout tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that every night, and especially in the West, you know, with Lillard and McCollum, the way they're playing, the way they're shooting, you know, we have to be ready to, you know, play defense at a high level tonight and try to stop them, run them off the line. But I think we're ready.
Trey, how important is this home win as well? You have so few games at home early this season.
It's very important, you know, to start the season out or the home opener out with the win. I think, you know, we can set a tone tonight. Not only here, but around the league. You know, obviously Portland's playing well. They're trying to come in and get a win. So, and it's a division game, so it's a big game for us.
You surprised how well this has gone early on? It seems like you picked up right where you left off. You're holding teams under 80 points.
Well, you know, our coaches hold us to a certain standard each and every day, and it starts on defense. So I think as long as we're playing defense the way, you know, we know how to play, the way we finished out last season, just continue to build in that area. And we'll give ourselves a chance to win every night.
Is that second half at Indiana the defensive standard that you will hold yourselves to the rest of the season?
I think so. That was a great showing in the second half. You know, first half we struggled a little bit. Getting back in defense, transition defense was poor. I think we came out in the second half with a different mentality, a different mindset, and we picked it up, like you said, on defense, and it allowed us to get out of transition, get some easy buckets, and we just had confidence from there.
What does Coach tell you when you're going against those great point guards in the West? Is it about winning the matchup? Is it about shutting those guys down? What does he tell you to do?
Just go out there and do our job, really. You know, it's not about one guy. It's not never really about, you know, one guy or two guys. It's always about team defense. And, you know, as long as we have each other's back out there, we're talking. I think our biggest area is just communicating and talking to each other. We'll give ourselves a chance to win. You know, one guy can't beat us. So, you know, we look forward to tonight.
Trey, offensively, this is obviously a lot of new faces. Where is this team now regarding the mesh offensively?
I think it's growing, you know, every day. You know, we, like you said, with some new faces, I think, you know, it's coming along. But with the guys that we had from last year, you know, we already picked up from, you know, what coach expects from us on the offensive end. Just a matter of chemistry or our chemistry continuing to grow out there and continue to play with each other. You know, every time we move the ball, when the ball's moving, that's when we're best.
And with that changing personnel and Al coming back and everything else, is there a difference in the offense this year in terms of expectation and scheme?
I don't think so. You know, I think we just play ball. You know, we play, you know, within the system. That's what coach tells us to do, is to be ball players. Obviously run our sets, but within those sets, play basketball. You know, with Alex's ability, you know, to get to the rim, it should open up, you know, more opportunities for outside shots.
Derek's been so good for you guys this year. How you guys have to adjust if he doesn't go tonight?
You know, the next guy had to step up. Book will probably start, and I'm sure he'll be ready for the challenge. Like you said, D-Fave has been great for us, both offensively and defensively. So we'll miss him if he doesn't play tonight, but I'm sure Book will be ready to play, and the other guys that, you know, has to step up will be ready as well.
Booker had that great game against Portland last year when he got the start. Do you remember anything from that night?
Yes. I think I don't know if I played that game, but I know he had a really, really great game out there. You know, and that should just give him confidence for tonight. You know, obviously playing against those bigs again tonight, he should have confidence going out there, you know, being himself and being aggressive.